This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is back at the board at the world headquarters on downtown Madison's State Street. We are here live in the RC, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is Friday, TGIF, December 6, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Great to have you along in hour number two. Many thanks to Dale Schultz and Peter Rapine for being with us in hour number one. Anytime I get a chance to get back to where it all started here at RCE RCO, it is always a great day in the beautiful Driftless area of Southwest Wisconsin. And so happy to have the Ewing brothers back by popular demand, I might say. Now, you all know, regular listeners of this program, that Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion, former captain of the Badger football team, spent 3 years in the NFL with Jacksonville and Atlanta, is a regular on the show. But a while back, our parents live a house apart in the old neighborhood. And so Brady and Brandon brought their kids trick-or-treating last year, and Mom said, well, you have Brady on. When are you going to have Brandon on? I said, look, he's welcome. And people have loved it ever since you've appeared together. So Brady Ewing, Brandon Ewing, welcome back to the show.
What's going on?
We're happy to have you here.
And I'm pumped.
We're pumped to have we're pumped up.
That's right. So, you know, I do laugh, though, because, you know, obviously Brady brings the flash. Right. He's the guy that brings the people. But you know what? I do think that we need somebody like myself to keep him in check.
Well, that's the beauty of it, is that you're like a Reese's Pita Cup, Putter Cup. You're two grays that taste great together.
It's the yin and the yang.
Right. Yeah.
I think you bring the flash and the flare.
For sure bring the flash. For sure bring the flash.
Well, now, and Brandon got a lot of love because we were up in Viroqua doing the show just before the election on location at beautiful Wonder State Coffee, by the way, in Viroqua, Wisconsin. And Brandon just shows up and we throw him on the air. Boom.
Dude's everywhere.
I tell you what, Intrigue V and I, best friends.
So, he was very impressed.
He's awesome.
He is a cool guy.
Yeah.
Well, again, for people that don't know, of course, Brady spent 4 years with the Badgers and went to 3 Rose Bowls, as we said, and spent 3 years in the NFL. Brandon, a very successful high school basketball coach here in Richland Center over the years as well. And now, Brady, you're helping out with the football team. So you both have different levels of experience, both for high school, college, and professional as well. I think that's the beauty of it. And now you both find yourselves here in beautiful Richland Center, back in the communities in which you grew up. And I think it just offers a fresh perspective that a lot of people around the state can relate to.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, it's awesome to be back. I think especially being involved at the high school with, was up there weightlifting with some of the kids this morning, football team, and just having a bunch of our family back here. Everybody but Brittany from our family is in Illinois now. So it's great to be close to family and back in the community where we were raised and contributing to it.
Yeah, and actually right there is what I was just going to add, the contribution aspect. You know, we've always been very big in giving back to the community, whether it be youth coaching, whether it be coaching at the high school level. You know, that's something that, you know, our parents instilled in us, and that it means a lot to us. So
I was going to say, I really, you know, knowing your parents, I mean, I think it all starts with them, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
you got great role models and people who are involved in the community and who give back.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not always easy, you know, and there's, you know, from Brady's perspective, you know, you've played at the highest level, you know, and to come back and, you know, there's an expectation, I think, that, you know, we can, you know, change this around, but it takes time. It takes effort. It takes opportunity. It takes buy-in. And, you know, what Coach Troxell's doing from a football perspective, you know, how you're aiding in that, I commend, you know, that's just a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah. They started laying the foundation many years ago, but it's heading the right direction. Kids are getting involved. The buy-in's there.
Brady's working on his own starting five. For children, he's got four.
Yeah, we're talking about football. Let's talk about basketball.
Here's what I wanted to ask. You're both fathers at this point.
Yeah,
you're both. So what's it like now being the dad? And how big of a kick is it to your parents to say, oh yeah, you know, now you're going through this. Now you're, how much of themselves do they see in you now that you have your own children?
It's a really good question. And you know, me being the first of four. You know, I think that I was kind of the, I was the guy that they tried a lot of things with, right?
And right.
Part of the reason I am the way that I am, you know, and, you know, you learn through the first, and, you know, I see it with my own, right? I learned a lot through the first, and, you know, then you just want to throw everything at them, you know, experience life, you know, work just to grow to be the person that you're going to be. And, you know, I look at the things that I'm doing from, you know, coaching youth sports to getting them involved. It's like, I just want to make little good members of the community.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for our parents, it's cool. Cause they're, at least I get to coach with my dad. I know he's helped Brandon some. Mm-hmm. So that's been really cool. And, just to pass it forward.
Yeah. But do they ever just laugh and say, well, you know, you did that as a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
And just get the joy of seeing, having you go through this, what they went through, you know, 20, whatever years ago, 25
Todd,
years ago.
Todd, my parents still pick on me about, I loved apple juice. Still do, you know? Still,
who doesn't love?
Right?
Especially from Oakwood Fruit Farm, by the way.
Oh, wonderful. Plug, right? Wonderful.
Apple cider.
Yeah. And I used to say, Mom, I want apple juice, apple juice. And so the other day, my son Lee, one of two, he's a twin. Uh-huh. And Lee goes, hey, Daddy, I need some apple juice, apple juice. So, I mean, I had to take a video and send it to my parents, fantastic. Send it to my family. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get into it. The Packers take on the Lions last night in Detroit.
What'd you think?
Here's my takeaway. My quick takeaway is, because I was at the game with Trigvy up at Lambeau Field when they played against Detroit the first time this year, and the Packers looked terrible.
Yeah.
And I will say this. I thought the Packers played harder and a better game last night than they did the first time around. They did not have a great – I wish they would have had the enthusiasm in the first half they did in the second half. But, of course, if you haven't heard, the Packers lost last night on a field goal at the end, 34-31. The Lions continued to roll there. Dan Campbell – the guy has some onions. I mean, going for it. How many times was it? Got four or five going for it on fourth down last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think, Brady?
I didn't watch the game, so I watched the volleyball game.
All right. Well, we're gonna go back to in a second. Brandon, you saw the game last night. What do you think?
Such a slow start. You know, they came out. I think a template of how you play and attack Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to control the ball. You need to have a lead. Okay. Yeah. Then you need to control the ball. Look at what we did in Thanksgiving game last year, right? Where you come out, you hit that big play early, Detroit's on their heels, then you just kind of just methodically beat them down. Mm-hmm. And it surprised me right away when they deferred to the second half when they won the coin toss. And so, you know, when we got the lead, after we had got the interception, took the lead, I was like, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
You can't have three and outs. And you know, we had a couple of, you know, possessions where it was a unsustained drive. And the next thing you know, Detroit scores because they're going to score. That's who they are. And, you know, you've got to factor in the fact that they're going to take all four downs. Mm-hmm. So, it's just too bad. There's a lot of positives. I mean, our offense in the second half was clicking.
Yeah.
Our running game looks amazing at times. So yeah,
Brady, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Having played the NFL, they, whoever they are, they say it's tough for the NFL to beat the same team three times in a row in the same season like that. I guess if there's A, is there truth to that, having played in the NFL, and B, you know, I guess that's the bright light here, is that if the Packers do face the Detroit in the playoffs, maybe that favors them. Is there anything to that saying or not really?
I think so. I think not only in the NFL, but in whatever sport or thing you're doing, to do something consistent, to do it multiple times, and to deliver on that result, let alone the stuff that you learn. I mean, you learn enough from the film that you see in the NFL, week in and week out. The analysis, I was telling somebody about this a couple weeks ago, but the analysis that they would give you as a player on the opposing team's defense, because I was on offense, was insane. The amount of detail they would give you on, okay, he, you know, this defensive lineman lines up with his right hand on the ground, this amount of snaps, he tends to go this direction when he lines up, you know, in this spot, or in a three eye, or a, you know, a two, a shade, whatever it may be. The amount of detail there. So it only gives you one more film to be able to analyze that against your specific offense, which is a big deal, because a lot of what you're doing from a game plan perspective is piecing together other people's offense that might run similar schemes, similar formations, similar shifts, and trying to find matchups and exploit some weaknesses that they might show. So if you actually have your offense out there, or defense, depending on what side of the ball you're on, that will bring you a ton of benefits in a game plan prep. And just mentally, I think it's tough to beat somebody three times.
That's such a farce. Honestly, if you have the opportunity to, there's a template, a team that's won two times in a row, there's a reason they've won two times in a row. So I just look back from when I was coaching and people would say that. It's like, no, I mean, there's a reason that you've won two times.
It makes it, when you're looking at professional athletes, a little bit different, but across all sports, high school alike, like that is, I think kids or athletes tend to take their foot off the gas pedal a little bit.
I disagree.
We're going to have to separate the boys already. Yeah, we're 20 minutes in.
But I love Dan Campbell. Looking at some of the analysis from last night.
Oh, his
aggressiveness and his confidence in his players, I think that speaks volumes to me.
For sure.
And I love be a fun guy to play for.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Old school, just right out there working out with you, doing up-downs.
Yeah.
More of a college style mindset, I would say, at least from what I'm familiar with at Wisconsin from my time there. So love that.
You see his halftime interview?
No.
Okay. Every single time he's talking, he starts to get animated. That big old vein on his neck starts popping. And it's like, that's a guy I want to play for.
Yeah. He might be juiced up. I don't know. That dude's kind of scary, man.
Breaking news, Dan Campbell is juiced. You heard it here first. We're going to come back, talk a little college football. Whew. Badger football. The streak has been broken. We'll find out from a Wisconsin alum what that means to him and what folks, alumni, have been saying maybe behind the scenes. Brady will have a partake on that, asking Brandon as well. Here's a trivia question going out the door. I saw a profile on Vince Lombardi this week. What was Vince Lombardi's original position as a football player?
Are you asking right now?
No, we got 30 seconds. His original position in high school and college, actually. Hey,
in true fashion, I'm going to say fullback.
Ooh, I'll go linebacker.
The winner is Brandon Ewing, a fullback.
Nice.
Brady's position, actually. All right, come on back. Brady, Brandon, the Ewing Bros here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are here in the hills of Richland County, the Driftless area at beautiful WRCE in Richland Center. We thank Phil Nee and the entire crew for letting us hang out here for a little while. By the way, rumor has it. That's a great song, by the way. Yeah. Has it, Adele?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good song. Phil Nee and our very own Henry Bray are going to be calling in just after the bottom of the hour. They would normally be here, but they are down at Fiserv Forum today.
I was going to say that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, say it.
Look at what I did. I know this is a spoken media, but I mean, I'm wearing my RC gear. Richland Center has a big game down at the Fiserv Forum today against Baraboo. Actually, both the boys and the girls programs do. So
how cool is that?
Amazing. I got to take part in it as
did
a coach.
Really?
And I tell you what, they treat you well. Mm-hmm. The amenities are great. They appreciate the fact that they're high school teams come in and do their thing. So, yeah, it's great.
And what an opportunity for kids, right?
It is.
I mean, to play at a place like that.
Yeah, we played down at the Bradley Center in a similar event.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. I think it was Highland or Darlington we played down there, but really cool. I just remember my favorite part was touring the locker rooms and getting to see.
Yeah, right.
You know, all those guys' monster shoes in their lockers, and thought it was the neatest thing that they had gum lined up. You know, as they exited the locker room, just all sorts of different kinds of gums that they could choose from. So,
wow, incredible!
Yeah,
we'll look forward to talking to Phil and Henry a little bit after the hour and give us an update. What's happening down in Milwaukee right now? I'm talking to Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion, spent 3 years in the NFL. And his brother Brandon, who is a former high school, right? You're not coach, former high school basketball coach here in Richland Center. All right, guys. Brady, start with you. You're the alum. Badger football ends a 22-year winning streak of winning seasons and bowl appearances. They fell to the evil Flexters, the PJ Flexters. The Minnesota Golden Gophers came in and took the axe. And I attribute this to one thing, that for years and years while Brady played and thereafter, Badger football, there was a wonderful picture of Brady with the axe after one of his teams won it. And it's a classic, iconic picture that was retweeted almost every axe week. I did not see it this year, and I blame it on that.
I put it out there a couple times.
<All right.
laughs> No, it was a tough season, tough to watch. I think we did our analysis last year leading into the season, and we had very high expectations and had a letdown there. And I think to see that not built upon and learned from in some regard is painful. Mm-hmm. As an alumni, things are changing in college sports, so I don't think this just applies at Wisconsin. But to see the continued trend away from, development and investing in kids in the state, and just a focused program around, discipline, hard work. Not that they don't have some of those things, but I feel like that was the culture that was built at Wisconsin, and things are changing. But it's a changing day and age, and obviously the university rallies around the football team, whether that's all the sports or, just the students in general. So
I'm not going to ask you to out anybody by name, but I know you're in communication with alum people, guys that you played with and otherwise. Mm-hmm. What is kind of as you talk to some of the people, the guys that played in your era at Wisconsin, what's the biggest concern?
That we're not running the ball anymore. And the fact that there isn't a lot of, and it's kind of selfish, but there isn't a lot of tie for alumni anymore. I think they're trying to find different ways to bring guys back and get them involved. But a lot of that was there's tie and commitment to the university, but it's also to people. Mm-hmm. And, Coach Chris' staff was all Wisconsin guys or women somehow. They had a connection with people. They had relationships. The university meant something to them deep down to their core. And I think that's lacking a little bit, both from the player's perspective, but also from a coaching staff perspective. And so, but I think that's the way college football and college athletics is trending a little bit.
Yeah.
But conversely, you look at basketball too, and the way that guard's been able to flex and we can dive into that.
Yeah. Later. Well, after the bottom of the hour, I want to get into a little bit of that. But I mean, Matt LePay, I think we talked about this last time. Maybe we were on the air, maybe not. I talked about somebody. Matt LePay, after Wisconsin beat Arizona, after all the years of listening to him, I never heard, I don't want to speak for him. This is just my interpretation. But the way he is toned, and he said something along the lines to Brian Butch, that's the way you do it. You can still keep a fundamental of your team and bring guys in like Steemsma and Kirk Penny and change some things. But that's the way that you compete in today's day and age. And it seemed like to me a shot across the bow to the football program, Brandon.
Absolutely. So I'm looking at, and Brady, what you said is so poignant. The fact that they're kind of losing the grasp with what got them there, with who got them there. you know, I'm speaking from just an outsider, right? I have no experience, but I look at a guy like Brady, okay? Arguably the best fullback that has ever gone through the state of Wisconsin.
Okay? Agreed.
And just how much you care. I mean, to kind of lose sight of that, to kind of lose grasp of that, it's a shame on you kind of situation. And I'm not trying to dog Wisconsin. I mean, I am red and white through and through, but it's just, it, to me, it hurts. It hurts as a lifelong fan, as a guy that literally eats, sleeps and bleeds Badger red. You know, I just, I struggle with it. I struggle with it. And you know what, right now we're at a crossroads. Okay. So they made changes. Okay. Fickle's got his hands full. Okay. But this is a decision literally that could set us back decades. Look at Michigan. Okay. When they hired Rich Rodriguez, when they changed that whole shift, that mentality of who they were going to be, it set them back
right
15 years.
Yeah. I think we're not running out of time. We'll come back and talk about it on the other side a little bit, but just quickly, in today's world, NIL and transfer portal, I mean, look at Cignetti at Indiana. He does it in 1 year. Mm-hmm. 1 year. Now the schedules are different, but again, to me, I think it was JJ Watt or something. Somebody said this. It's not the wins and losses that's concerning. It's the lack of any sort of evidence that there's a culture and a trend here. Mm-hmm.
Did you see what how do you pronounce his last name? Kahona.
Oh yeah, yeah. The guy from Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah. Stud receiver said he felt underappreciated as a wide receiver. I mean, is that the direction
in the air raid offense?
Right.
I mean, if you're underappreciated as a wide receiver in the air raid,
as a stud,
it's time to.
We heard that a few times. Air raid,
right?
Back in the day, but.
All right, stay tuned. Update from Phil Knee and Henry Bray in Milwaukee, and the brothers Ewing, Brandon and Brady, back on the other side, right here live in the RC. It's WRCO, WRCE, the Town Hall Ball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Welcome back to the Town Ball Show, live from WRCE in Richland Center here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. 34, also the number of one of our guests. Number 34, Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger here at the table. Fullback, just like Vince Lombardi's first position. I learned that recently. Also his brother Brandon, former Richland Center High School basketball coach, WRCE, WRCO, Richland Center, where it all began for me career-wise in radio, and also the home of Those Were the Days with Philip James Knee, our great host, great station manager here in Richland Center. And before we get back to Brady and Brandon, we are going to go live down to Milwaukee to Pfizer Forum, and I like to say the tie of the hardest working person in civic media, along with Chad Holmes of WXCO up in Wausau, Phil Knee, and sitting beside him, a man that brings in 90% of the revenue but gets 1% of the credit, our own Henry Bray down in Milwaukee at Pfizer Forum. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good afternoon, Todd. Yes, they're letting us out of the the area of Richland Center. We're into the big town right now. A couple of hillbillies wandering around in Milwaukee. Hank, hey, wake up, Hank. Where is he?
For sure, Hank is awake.
Yeah, one hillbilly. Yeah, he's awake, Todd.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. I have Brady and Brandon here at the desk as well. Of course, I know Phil, I know Brandon joins you regularly on your program here. And of course, Brady joins us. And it's great to have them together, all of us here. Brandon talked a little bit about this. He's coached in this game. But Phil and Hank, tell us a little bit about why you're down in Milwaukee at Fiserv today and what this means to our listeners.
Well, they have the prep series here, so several teams are playing. Potosi Cassville from Southwest Wisconsin was here earlier. They picked up a win. Right now, it is University School and Catholic Central playing, and that's got about 3 minutes to go in the game. And then Richland Center and Baraboo play. The boys play first. The girls play second. We're going to have both games here on WRCO, WRCO FM 100.9, and on the Civic Media app. And they have Marquette floor up today because tomorrow, really? Marquette will host Wisconsin right here at Fiserv.
Yeah, that's a huge game. We're going to get into that a little bit later, and I'm glad you bring it up, Phil, because, of course, people who want to listen to that game, Wisconsin at Marquette, the broadcast starts at 11:30 a.m. Oddly enough, well, not odd, just cool enough, one of the stations, of course, WRCE here in Richland Center. Also, you can hear it on Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Racine, Kenosha. But as Phil said, you can download the Civic Media app and listen to Matt LaPay and Brian Butch call that game Wisconsin at Marquette starting at 11:30 with a pregame show tomorrow. But guys, this today, to me, is just what Wisconsin WIAA Athletics is about. Given these kids from smaller towns like where you and I grew up at, to go down to Milwaukee. Number one, the experience of being in the cool city, but also to play on the floor that Marquette, Wisconsin is mm-hmm. going to play on tomorrow. How cool is that, guys?
Oh, that's got to be awesome. And one of my first thoughts when I walk into a place like this, I always think of Hoosiers about how much hay you can mm-hmm. stack in a building like this, you know? But what an awesome thing. You know, and I know Brandon is in the studio with you, but one of the things, Brandon, that I notice from time to time is that players get out here and they try that NBA 3, and that's quite a difference when you're out of that line, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, Phil, back when I Brady, you talked a little bit earlier about the first time that they went down and played, and I remember watching Brady and just jump out of that gym. And I'm like, is there some like special springs underneath that court or something? But
I was just so excited.
Right? The adrenaline.
Yeah, no doubt. But the depth perception is a real thing. Yeah. I think as you look to shoot some of those outside shots, mm-hmm. Having that depth perception of the seats in the background.
Yeah.
And talking about the Hoosiers though, right. Phil, you know, as a coach coaching in this series and, you know, you got the athletes with their eyes wide open and they're a little shocked about the situation and scenario, but you literally have to say, guys, hoop's still 10 feet, right. You know, because it's, there's a lot of truth. It's just basketball on a bigger stage.
Yeah. Henry, is this your first time down? Have you done these games with Phil before?
I've done them, but not at the Fiserv. So this is my first time here. Very, very interesting place. And I'm, you know, Todd, I officiate all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I don't like college ball because the floor is 10 feet longer. I mean, I have a hard enough time going with the high school court.
Well, you got that new knee now. You're like a bionic guy now. You should be able to be fine.
Yeah. He's got two of them.
I have two of them.
Two new knees.
Two of them.
And then me, I'm an old knee. Yeah, right.
But one old knee takes away both my new knees.
Exactly. We're up a little higher.
There's no knee like old knee. There's no knee.
Sounds like it would have been a fun drive down with you guys today.
It always is.
Yeah.
But guys, talk.
Fills up.
Go ahead.
Hey, Phil's up on me 1-0 right now. That's in naps.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's up 1-0 right now.
I hope he wasn't driving on the way down.
Oh, yeah, I was. No, I'm just kidding.
You know you're sleeping, right?
And I just told him.
Yeah. Well, guys, this is really cool for our Civic Media listeners, not just here in Richland County, but also in Baraboo, as you say. You know, for those that want to listen across the state, they can get these games at on the Civic Media app via WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 on the AM dial. Any final thoughts, guys? Just kind of your experience as broadcasters there or what the vibe is. Give us kind of the vibe of Fiserv today.
It's really an outstanding activity because people can watch these games for free all day long. So there are some mm-hmm. people that are just here watching the games and watching some of the standouts here. But, yeah, just an excellent opportunity for both Coach Tyler Fish of Baraboo and Coach Brian Foles of Richland Center for their programs. I think it's a great camaraderie thing. They get to take a long ride, you know, a team bonding thing, and then play a game here, and, you know, just some great photo opportunities. And Hank, I know, too, we kidded about it, but this is an awesome thing for the officials to be able to
do. Oh, yeah, without question. It would be, you know, it's one of these experiences that you remember for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, just like the state football game I did. Absolutely amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Henry got to referee the 8-player state championship game.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
I was fourth backup.
That was a humble brag.
No, we
did you see that official last night in the Packer game getting taken out? It can be dangerous. Officiating can be dangerous.
Yes, it can.
Yeah. Well, guys, have a great call. Remind us again what the times are.
Okay, yeah, the boys' game starts at 2:15, Richland Center and Baraboo, followed by the girls at 4 o'clock, and we look forward to making the call here on WRCO.
Well, thank you very much, Phil Nee and Hank Bray down there at Pfizer Forum. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Have a great call. We'll talk to you soon. And, Phil, thanks so much for letting us do the show here in Richland Center once again.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Phil Nee and Hank Bray, and guys, again, you played there, you coached there. A pretty cool opportunity for our high school athletes.
It's amazing. Hey, I've never been – it's always been the Bucks court when I coached there.
Oh, really?
And we coached, I think, 2 or 3 times. I can't remember how many times we played. And actually, we're taking our fifth-grade travel boys down from Richland Center, and they're playing before a Bucks game, too, this year. So,
wow. Yeah, that's cool opportunities, right? I mean, for high school athletes to go down there and play the floor like that, I mean
– Yeah, it is. I mean – whether it, I mean, we did the played at Camp Randall as a football team in high school, too, not in the state championship, but against Platteville down there. And it's just a cool experience. It brings an extra excitement, you know, to what you typically would see on the TV, playing in the same court as college athletes, professional athletes, and get to check out their locker rooms. It's just a cool overall experience. And like Phil said, a cool bonding experience. Get out of school early,
right.
Get the long bus ride down, and kind of make an evening of it. It's pretty awesome.
We're talking to the Ewing brothers, Brady Ewing and Brandon Ewing. Brady, a 3-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football, then went on to spend 3 years in the NFL. Brandon, a former high school basketball coach here in Richland Center. When we were talking about doing this segment for a whole hour, I asked the guys for what do you want to talk about. Brandon says he had a question, and he wanted to know how many times has Todd had to be dumped live on air? And for those of you not familiar with radio, that means when we say something that's not FCC compliant, you have to push a button and it you know, gives you silence or whatever, it dumps the audio. I believe I know the question to this, or the answer to this, but I will defer to our very own producer down in Madison, Aaron Zommers, who actually has control of the dump button in now 2+ years of doing this show. How many times have you had to dump me? Not a guess, but me.
0.
Really?
Ding, 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 ding.
You're good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Consummate professional.
Yeah. Now, guests,
that's amazing.
That is not 0.
What about Trigby?
Yeah.
That is not 0. I am...
So, and through this, and you know, Brady, you and I are joking in our little text chain, and... Brady's like, Brandon, are you worried? And I, you know, usually
that's why he was asking.
I'm usually pretty buttoned up, but you get me going, I can get a little emotional. And when I get emotional, sometimes things drop. But
Are you ready, Aaron?
I'm good.
Zommers is on it. I think it all stemmed from starting, you know, my broadcasting career right here in Richland Center. And at the time, we had owner manager Peter Athanas, who, you know, constantly smoking, you know, and go out and put the fear of God into you. You know, I mean, you didn't do it, right? I mean, you just didn't do it.
So you've never been dumped.
No, not that I. Here, like I've told this. I'll give you the. What do you say, Zommers?
I said
yet?
Not like that.
Oh,
not that kind of dumb.
Yes. That's a whole nother show. Todd's dating life. Dumping. Yes. But we won't go into that right now. Here's a short.
Can we make that a show?
Nobody would want to watch that.
I would.
But when I was a student broadcaster at Platteville, and Bo Ryan was the coach at the time, and my broadcast partner at the time, who was also my roommate, he and I lived with two other guys in an apartment in Platteville. And so we were up doing a game in River Falls, and Platteville usually dominated River Falls. It was Rick, can't say his last name, was the coach at the time at River Falls. Great guy, by the way. And I can still remember the play. Kevin and I always had, you know, mid-court seats right there. And Andre Dalton was inbounding a ball, and it was a close game, like last 2 or 3 minutes. And the official called, and a turnover said that Andre Dalton had stepped on the line. And clearly, he had not. And so I looked at Kevin and I said, "Well, Kevin, thank God it's National Condom Week because we just got screwed."
Wow. Hey, at least it was a slick comment. Where
and it was National Condom Week, by the way.
It's amazing.
Right? And so we got back the next day, and our station manager, our professor, George Smith, was standing in the lobby of WSUP with his arms crossed, and he gave me a 2-game suspension for that.
Really?
And wow. Kevin, it was. I think we're going to get ready to go in the playoffs. And Kevin went up to his office and came down a half an hour later and said, "He's letting you stay on the air, but I now am responsible. And if you say anything, we both get canned." So, and we live together. So, I mean, I'm like, no, I don't know.
You know what? I feel like you got to push a little bit of a button, though.
Right?
Because, you know what? That's what gets people engaged and gets people coming back. Your viewership or listenership was probably double the next game.
I'm not sure about that, but we had a very nice listening audience.
That's awesome.
All right. Enough of me. A couple of minutes. Well, I mean,
we got a you guys text, yes? from Michaela in West Bend saying, "I would listen to a show about Todd's dating life."
I agree.
Hey,
I don't
know.
Gotta
give the people what they want.
Like, why would you poo-poo that? That's good radio.
It's boring.
No,
believe me, it's very boring. yeah, no, that wouldn't be good at all. But I think this is very good. I think people want to listen to more of the Ewing brothers. That's what maybe. I would say.
For an hour, though?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? Maybe two.
See, they're locked and loaded, shameless. ready to go.
We're ready to go.
Do you know what, though? I am a radio nerd. I love radio.
I know you do.
And, you know, whether it's WRCO, whether it's, you know, national sports talk, I mean, I consume all I can consume. All of it.
All right.
Well, radio.
We're going to come back. We have one more. This is how fast it goes, guys.
It's crazy.
I mean, right? I mean, we're getting down to the nitty gritty. So we're going to come back and talk more with Brady and Brandon here at WRCE. Wrap things up. Find out what should we talk about? Holiday plans? We'll discuss it amongst ourselves. And then when we come back, we'll have something for you.
Okay.
Yeah. There's if you want to hear the discussion, jump on the live stream. So you
that's
can,
right.
Right. So jump on the live stream or give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You have a question for Brady or Brandon. About women's volleyball. We haven't gotten to that yet. Streaming versus cable.
Badger basketball, please.
All right, Badger basketball.
Keep it clean, people. Keep it clean.
No dumping.
No.
Allowed. Back live from the RC on RCO and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour news, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live at WRCE in Richland Center, the Driftless area. We are home. It's going to be home, guys. Here with Brandon and Brady Ewing, respectively, the Ewing Bros, back from the old hood. Our parents live. There's actually a listener suggested this because I've said our parents live a house apart.
Literally a
house apart. And somebody said, "Why don't you do it at the person's house in between us?" I don't think Gil would appreciate that.
Hey, right in
this
driveway,
backyard or driveway.
That's an idea.
We could. I actually would like to do the show outside up there someday.
And our UPS friend,
Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Amazing. Does a tremendous job in and around our community. You know, he could come say hi again. Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. All right, guys. It's speed round time. Yep. Brady, you watched the women's volleyball game last night. They are in the NCAA tournament. How'd they look?
Looked pretty good. You know, I like the fact that they faced adversity this year. you talk about going back to our, you know, it's tough to win three times in a row. I hate, you know, it's great, but, you know, would love them to win the Big Ten championship, all that. But when you have success all year, mm-hmm. and then it feels like you're just ready for a letdown, I like the fact they faced adversity. And I think they've had some injuries and things where they've had to have girls step up, like Booth last night stepped up tremendously. And she's done that from time to time this year. But to have players like that coming on at the right time, mm-hmm. against the right competition, you know, they're playing at home again tonight, mm-hmm. Against Georgia Tech, I believe. Mm-hmm. And, I feel like they're starting to peak at the right time and to face some adversity to be ready.
Super quick. Again, as a former D1 and professional athlete like that, you've had seasons like when you went to Rose Bowl, whatever, where you had a tough loss during the season.
Yeah.
Does that, as a team, is there a little bit of like relief when we have the win streak going? Is there anything to that it builds tension?
I think it does. Maybe naysayer over here doesn't, but I reflect on our, you know, senior year. We were 6-0, lost to Michigan State, mm-hmm. last second Hail Mary, lost to Ohio State, ended up winning out, winning the Big Ten championship, going to the Rose Bowl. And I think, honestly, as you look back, as cliche as it sounds, like you remember those moments because you had adversity, you bounced back, you learned, and then you move forward.
Brandon?
Yeah, if you haven't watched Badger Volleyball, do it. It's great. Yeah, it's amazing. It's athletes at the top of their game. It's wonderful. Look at Sarah Franklin, player of the year of the conference. Mm-hmm. 4.4 kills per set, 306 hitting percentage. The girl is a beast, literally a beast. And the Badger Volleyball seems to kind of go as Julia Orzel goes. And, you know, she struggled at times, but I tell you what, that team, when they're clicking, good as anybody,
Much lower analytical breakdown over here.
Yeah.
Well, it balances out. You know what I'm saying? We need to do this. I keep saying this. We're going to do it at some point. But again, for all the love and importance we give the men's Badger teams, who's getting it done better than women's volleyball and women's hockey?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Where's the statue of Mark Johnson? 7 national championships at women's hockey.
Hey, let's do it. Let's
I think it should be done. Yeah. All right, men's basketball. You can hear the game right here on WRCE in Richland Center, among other stations around Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and also in Amory, Wisconsin at Marquette. Pregame show right here at 11:30 a.m. Also on the Civic Media app. Guys, how do you see it?
Okay, I'm going to power through this. Yep. Okay, love the construction of this team. Love it. You know, just getting Wall out of that rotation, and I love Tyler Wall. He was great for the program, okay? But it allowed us, and losing Chucky Hepburn, allowed us to bring Kamari McGee in, a true point guard, okay? Mm-hmm. John Tanjay is better than Store, okay? He's a better facilitator, a better scorer, a better leader, and he's a senior who's been through it before. So it allows more to go smaller like that, allows more space. More space allows for a faster game. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it real time. And it's actually, I was a pessimist coming into the year. Okay. Watching these first couple games, I am all in.
Watching the game, even though they lost, the last game there, I thought that they had run a version of the true swing better than I'd seen them in a long time, Brady.
Yeah. I agree, and I like the way they're running the court, you know, for a while. And they've done that the last couple of years, but for a while,
I like this.
That was, that kind of broke the mold for them. And to see them run the court, use their speed, use their, limited size, but their athleticism is pretty special.
Wisconsin at Marquette, who do you like, quick?
Wisconsin.
I like Wisconsin.
Wisconsin by 5.
Yeah, good for you.
They're going to be shotgunned in Marquette. Although Marquette has a much better student section, I'll say that, because I was down in the game last
year. This Marquette team is a good team.
Yeah, they are.
It's VCU on steroids because they're coming around, they're firing. It's chaos, but with athletes.
Yeah.
Are you just holding the grudge against them for the time when you were trying to broadcast down there?
Had to bring it up. Had to take the scab. Yes, I was. Did you know this story?
No, and I need to.
I was kicked off the Marquette campus this summer.
Because, this summer?
Yes, because we tried to do a show on their parking structure at the top to talk about Marquette and the positivity.
Boycott Marquette. He had a
Motion 10. W10. Because that's all I have.
Just providing shade.
Yeah. Yeah, to Kevin. Kevin down at Marquette.
Come on, Kev.
Yeah. It's National Condom Week. Screw you.
No, honestly, big game. It is a big game, and it's fun to see it early in the year, and both teams doing really, really well.
Yeah. So. All right, minute and a half left. Where do you want to go? What do you got?
Outdoors, hunting?
Sure. You went deer hunting this year. You got one?
I did. Brady? Yep. Got one with the bow on November 9th. Got a couple does down, antlerless down with with the rifle here. And hopefully take a couple more, start eliminating some of the numbers and get some more venison in the freezer.
Hey, Brady, where have all the hunters gone?
You know what? So anecdotally, I agree with that. But I looked at the stats on the DNR's website, and I think it's like 4 or 5%, if I remember right.
Right.
Up an increase in sales and license sales, that is. Mm. And an increase in the amount of deer harvested, too, which it goes against what I would have thought.
The music means time has run out, gentlemen. Brady Ewing, Brandon Ewing, the brothers Ewing, thank you very much.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
I really appreciate you. You're what Wisconsin... You guys make Wisconsin great. So thank you. We'll do this while you both do. We'll do it more often. Also, thanks to Phil Nee, Henry Bray down there in Milwaukee. They'll have those games for you, high school games, on the Civic Media app in about 15 minutes. And thanks to Peter Rapine of EPOM's World and, of course, Aaron Zommers down there in Madison. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.